It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
Second game is underway. Trevor Adler is up to the plate. Peyton Greisert has already worked out a base on balls to begin the second ball game. Austin Vitsosh is throwing for Hastings here in this ball game. Trevor Adler, the number two guy in the batting order. And we'll see. They haven't made too many changes the entire series long. Brady Harpineau, the catcher, will bat third. Then we'll see Sawyer Olson, the left fielder. Nick Robinson, the first baseman. Arnolfo Gutierrez, the shortstop, batting sixth. Rodney Scarver, the center fielder, batting seventh. Michael Anthony, the third baseman, will be batting eighth. Then we'll see Darnell Prince, who's going to be out in right field here in game number two. He'll bat ninth, and Harrison Jetzel will be your pitcher today for the Briarcliff Chargers. So Hastings wins the first ball game 1-0. As we win it in the bottom half of the seventh inning, the RBI single by Jaden Stack with the bases loaded wins it for Hastings in game number one. So this will be a nine-inning affair here between Hastings and Briarcliff to wrap up the spring of 2019 for the Hastings College baseball team. Broncos currently sitting at 11-30 now on the season, 5-22 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff sitting at 22-25. They're 11-16 now in the conference. And after Jamestown beat Doan 4-3 in the first ball game in Crete, Doan and Briarcliff still tied for the final spot for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament that gets underway next week. If they remain tied at the end of the day, Briarcliff will get the spot because they swept Doan in their series throughout the year. So Briarcliff will win the tiebreaker and be the eighth team into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason baseball tournament. There's a ground ball to Onuka at the shortstop. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. So Trevor Adler is going to be retired in the play from short to first. Base runner moves along to third base on the play. So Peyton Greisert is now at third base for Briarcliff. So they get a base on balls and a pass ball on the catcher. And now Trevor Adler grounds out to the shortstop. So Briarcliff has got a man on at third base in scoring position as Brady Harpineau is going to come to the plate next. He is the catcher. He started the day with a batting average of .343. Harpineau in the first ball game. One base hit and three trips to the plate. He'll bat here from the left-hand side as Harpineau is going to take a look at a pitch down low from Austin Vitsosh. One ball and no strikes. Vitsosh, a right-handed thrower here for Hastings. Check his numbers here momentarily as Austin Vitsosh gets ready to go. It's going to be a pitch inside for a ball. Vitsosh 0-6 on the season. He's got a 7.75 earned run average, making his 11th appearance of the season. This will be his seventh start of the year. And now he hits a man here. And now they got runners on at first and third base. Harpineau heads down to the bag at first base of Briarcliff. And now we're going to have a trip to the mound already here by the pitching coach, Andrew Kuda, for Hastings. Trip to the mound is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Get to the other numbers on Austin Vitsosh. He is 0-6 on the season, 7.75. His earned run average, he has thrown 36 innings for Hastings this year, giving up 45 hits and 40 runs, 31 of those earned, 27 base on balls and 20 strikeouts. Teams are batting .315 against him. Not a good start for Austin Vitosh here in this one. Walks a man, he's hit a man. Now we got runners on at first and third base. Sawyer Olson is the guy coming to the plate next. He'll be out in left field here in this ball game for Briarcliff. Olson started the day with a batting average of .274. So you can hear the winds continue to blow out of the southwest here today at about 15 miles per hour. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now one ball and no strikes. Temperature for the second game, 58 degrees at game time. And the winds will be blowing out of the south-southeast at about 16 miles per hour. Runners are on at first and third base here. In the first inning, there is one man out. Throw to first base. It's not in time. Diving back in there is Brady Harpineau. Hastings defensively has got Logan O'Neill behind the plate here. Game number two with Austin Vitosh on the mound. Corey Caranda is over there at first base. Cam Brickasack is at second base. Casey Onuka is at shortstop. And Dylan Fitzgerald is at third base. Out on the outfield for Hastings, you've got Cole Staub out in left field. Jaden Stack will be out in center field. And Tino Zach will be out in right field to start game number two. So Vitosh having problems finding the strike zone. They get the ball game started here. Two balls and no strikes to Sawyer Olson with runners on at first and third. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. So Austin Vitosh struggling to get started here. Vitosh, he threw the other day against Mount Marty. 5-1 loss to the Lancers the other day. Next pitch is up high for a ball, and Hastings has loaded up the bases. A base on ball is given up there, so Olson heads down to first. Harpineau is on at second base. Greiser is on at third. And now Nick Robinson is going to come to the plate. The number five hitter in the batting order the other day against Mount Marty. Vitosh, he went six innings. Gave up five hits and five runs. Had six walks and two strikeouts. That was in a 5-1 loss to Mount Marty on the 20th of this month. That was his last outing. So Austin Vitosh trying to finish things off here for Hastings. Vitosh, one of the seniors, one of the three seniors on this team out of Diller O'Dell. Sure he'd like to finish his career here at Hastings College with a impressive performance today, but not getting off to a real wonderful start here. Bases are juiced in the first inning of play. And Hastings winning the first game 1-0. We won last night's game 3-1 over Briarcliff. We lost the first game against the Chargers yesterday by the score of 7-1. Nick Robinson, he'll be at first base again today for Briarcliff in game number two. He was 1-for-3 at the plate in the first ball game here today. There's a ball. It's going to be hit out to center field. Stack backs up. Jaden Stack backs up. Stack grabs the ball. The runner is going to tag it. Third base. Greisert's going to come home. Runner also moving from second to third on the play. And a run comes in to score. And Briarcliff is out on top by a score of 1-0. So Nick Robinson, he drives one home from a fly ball to center field. Greisert comes in from third base to score. Also moving over from second to third on the play, tagging up was Brady Harpineau. So now the runners are on at first and third base. Olson stays put at first base, but now there's two men out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Harpineau Gutierrez to the plate next. He's the shortstop. Gutierrez in a first ball game had one base hit and three trips to the plate. Started the day with a batting average of .262, and he's going to take a strike here. No balls and one strike here to Gutierrez. He'll be followed up by Rodney Scarver, the center fielder, and then Michael Anthony. 1-0, Briarcliff has got the lead. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 1-1. So Austin Vintosh looking for a win here today to finish things off here for Hastings College. The Broncos won the opener, and an exciting one, 1-0 here at Duncan. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. In the outfield, not playing very deep with the wind blowing in here. The sun has broken away. We're going to have a mostly sunny sky here for the second half of our twin bill at Duncan Field. Runners are on at first and third base. Vitosh comes set. Next pitch to the plate is going to be hit out toward right field. Tino Zach comes in, and Tino grabs the ball, and the inning is over. Gutierrez flies out to right field to end the first inning of play. So Briar Cliff, they score one run in this first inning, one run on no base hits, no errors on Hastings, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The score is Briar Cliff 1, Hastings nothing. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbild fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the Water Park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Duncan Field. Hastings trailing Briar Cliff. The score is 1-0 as we enter the bottom of the first. Harrison Jetzel will be your pitcher here for Briar Cliff in this ball game. Jetzel is 1-4 on the season. He's got a 7.43 earned run average. He has thrown 36 in a third inning so far this year for the Chargers. He has given up 66 hits and 32 runs. 30 of those have been earned. 10 base on balls, 17 strikeouts, and teams are batting .405 against him. So I think we've burned through the three top pitchers here for Briar Cliff, and now we've got perhaps their number four pitcher here, and Hastings going to tee off on him. That's a base hit to left field. Brickasek is going to have extra bases as he's headed for second base. He's going to pull up with a double to lead things off here in the bottom half of the first inning. Nice start there for Cam Brickasek as he doubles down the line in left field. For Brickasek, that's going to be his ninth double of the 2019 season. And that's going to bring up the hero from game number one, Jaden Stack. He had the RBI single in the bottom of the seventh inning to win it for Hastings. In the opener today, 1-0 over the Chargers of Briar Cliff. So Jaden Stack comes up here. Now in game number two, in inning number one, he'll bat here from the right-hand side. Jaden Stack with a base hit in the first ball game. That was his only one in the seventh inning. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one to Jaden Stack, who started the day with a batting average of .240. Just underway here in game number two. This one will be a nine-inning affair between these two teams to wrap up the season here for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. As now no balls and two strikes to Jaden Stack. And Nebraska losing today as they dropped one to Illinois in a ball game played at Hawks Field in Lincoln. 6-5, Illinois beats the Huskers today, so Illinois wins the series 2-1 this weekend. Also watching the action at Crete here today. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Gutierrez has got it on the hop. He throws it to first base. That's going to be in time to catch Jaden Stack, but the runner moves over to third base on the play. Dylan Fitzgerald comes up there next. Gutierrez gets Jaden Stack over there at first base. Yeah, we're watching Jamestown and Doan play in Crete. Jamestown won the first game today 4-3 over the Tigers. That means Briarcliff and Doan still tied for the eighth and final spot in the conference standings. It'll put them into the postseason tournament next week. Fitzgerald fouls away his first pitch into the parking lot, first base side. No balls and one strike to Dylan Fitzgerald. Harrison Jetzel, the pitcher, out there for the Chargers of Briarcliff. He's a junior out of Davenport, Iowa. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Dylan Fitzgerald. Three seniors honored between the games here today. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And it's now 1-2 to Fitzgerald. He started the day with a batting average of .294. Struck out twice and reached on an error in game number one. So he was 0-3. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now the count to Dylan is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One man out here in the first inning of play. Briarcliff has already got the lead over Hastings by the score of 1-0. Fitzgerald waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. There's the next pitch. It's going to be slap foul. First base side. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings College Baseball brought to you in part today by the folks at the Hastings College Foundation, also by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, by Hastings Convenient Care PC, and by the Hastings Tribune. There's a ground ball to Gutierrez at shortstop, and he bobbles the ball in and falls to the seat of his pants at shortstop. And Fitzgerald is going to be safe on the air. And coming in to score on the play is going to be Cam Brickasek. So Hastings has come back to tie things up at one run apiece. That's going to be the first error of the ball game here on Briarcliff here in this one. Briarcliff had a couple of errors in game number one here today. So Hastings has got a run in here in the first inning. Tino Zach comes up to the plate next for the Broncos. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 count to Tino Zach. Tino in the first ball game today for Hastings. Grounded out twice. Flew out to center field, so he was 0-3 in the ball game today. Next pitch to Tino is going to be outside for a ball. And now it's 2 balls and no strikes. Coach Sponberg has mentioned it the past couple of days. The starters for Briarcliff are pretty good. Once you get into the bullpen, they're not as good. So Hastings looking to maybe grab the lead and force Briarcliff into the bullpen. It'd be to our benefit. Next pitch is going to be fouled off of the fencing behind us. And the count goes 2 balls and 1 strike now to Tino Zach for Hastings. Tino's got a batting average of .271 to start the day today. Harrison Jetzel working for the stretch with the base runner on at first base. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hammered again. This time it's going to be in the third base side in foul territory. Hastings definitely getting around on this guy here. Now you straighten things out as Tino Zach has a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. And this will be the final game at Duncan Field until the Legion baseball season gets started here in a couple of weeks. Hastings High will be playing next week in the district tournament in Omaha after they wrap up their regular season on Tuesday with a game at Crete. Head to Omaha this weekend for the district tournament and the state high school baseball championships of the following week. Hastings College does not qualify for the postseason tournament this year. So this place will be dark until the Legion season starts here in a couple of weeks. There's a swing and a miss there, and Tino Zach goes down. Strikeout number one in the ball game now for Harrison Jetzel. And now Cole Staub comes up to the plate next. He delivers a fresh set of baseballs to the home plate umpire. And Nicole Staub will get ready to enter the right-hand batter's box here. Staub in the first ball game had two base hits. In fact, he had two of the five hits for Hastings in that game. Grounded out his only other time up there, and he fouls away the first pitch here. No balls and one strike now to Cole Staub. Of Hastings, Staub 319 on the season to start today. Staub is the freshman out of Kearney Catholic. Played, of course, for Kearney Runza during the past couple of summers. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes. In fact, a couple of Kearney guys on this team. Keegan Thurston, who we saw last night on the mound, picked up the winner in the second ball game for Hastings, the 3-1 game. He was the winning pitcher. 1-1 here, Hastings and Briarcliff. We're in inning number one of game number two. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 1-2 on Staub. They're down low for a ball. It's 1-2 is the count up there. Staub waiting on the pitch here from Harrison Jetzel. He comes set, looks over his left shoulder at first base. Now offers one to the plate. There's one hit back up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. Scarver picks it up. So Hastings has got base runners on now at first and second base. Two men out. Corey Coranda comes up to the plate next. Briarcliff on defense here in the second ball game. We've got Brady Harpineau behind the plate. Nick Robinson at first base. Trevor Adler at second base. And then Arnolfo Gutierrez at shortstop. All those positions are the same for the previous three games. Michael Anthony is your new third baseman here in this game. Sawyer Olson still out in left field. Rodney Scarver moves over to center field. And Darnell Prince is the right fielder for BC here in this ballgame. Corona is going to take a pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Hastings with a base runner on at second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's on the way. That's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Got to have pitchers that throw strikes in these nine-inning ball games, or these things last forever. Two balls and no strikes here to Corey Coranda. Hastings with base runners on at first and second base here in the first with a run already in. Jensel again throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. 2-1 now to Corey. Coranda got into the first ball game as a pinch hitter with the bases loaded in the sixth inning to try to win it for Hastings. But he grounded out to shortstop to end the inning. That was his only plate appearance in a pinch hit role. Now he hits that ball foul. Third base side out of play. Corey Coranda now looking at two balls and two strikes with two men out. Good crowd is assembled here for the final game for Hastings for the spring of 2019. They work their way through a Sunday afternoon. Two balls and two strikes, two men out. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward left field. It's going to be in foul territory. Olson gives chase, but it falls over there into the Bronco dugout or the Bronco bullpen over there. Winds continue to blow in. Looks like they have picked up a little bit here in the past hour or so. Blowing in on the hitters here at Duncan out of the southwest. Corey Coranda is looking at a count of two balls and two strikes here. At the plate for Hastings with the runners on at first and second base. Hastings looking for more. They've already got one run in. Jessel comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Hit out in front of the plate. Now it's going to be a foul ball. Harrison grabs it on the mound, but it's going to be a foul ball. The count is still two balls and two strikes. Hastings High baseball team played here yesterday. They beat Auburn 2-1. The Tigers will play their final regular season game on Tuesday at Crete. And they'll head for the district tournament next week in Omaha, at Omaha Scott, beginning next Saturday. Two balls and two strikes here to Corey Coranda. The next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. So it remains two balls and two strikes. And Illinois beating Nebraska today 6-5 in Lincoln. Illinois winning 2 out of 3 games from the Huskers this weekend. 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Harrison Jetzel comes set as he looks at the runner at second base. There's a swing and a miss, and Coranda goes down. The inning is over. So a couple of strikeouts for Harrison Jetzel in this first inning, but Hastings gets that run back that they gave up in the top of the inning. Broncos score 1 run on 2 base hits, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Briarcliff 1, Hastings 1. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and online at HastingsLink.com. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1. As we head to inning number 2 here today, Austin Vitsos back out here and throwing for Hastings. We've got the 7, 8, and 9 hitters coming up here. For Briarcliff, that's going to be Rodney Scarver, Michael Anthony, and Darnell Prince. Two of the three guys we haven't seen the entire series, but they're inserted into the lineup here in game number 3. That's Anthony and Prince. So Rodney Scarver is up there right now. He takes the pitch outside for a ball here, 1-0 the count. Austin Vitsos, he walked a couple of guys, hit a man in the first inning, but fortunately enough for Hastings, he gave up only one run in that first inning. Briarcliff left a couple of guys on the base pads as Robinson and Gutierrez each flew out to end the inning. So we're in a tie ball game, 1-1 here in this one. There's a Vitas, a swing and a miss there by Scarver, and the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Rodney Scarver, he started the day with a batting average of .353. 1 base hit and 3 trips to the plate in game number 1, struck out a couple of times, and then had that base hit. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scarver is a left-handed hitter here. We've got Vitas, the right-handed thrower out there for Hastings College here in game number 2. Vitas gets his sign and now throws one into the plate. That ball is going to be hit to left field for a base hit. Right on by Casey Onuka, the shortstop. So Scarver, he gets a base hit. And that's going to bring up Michael Anthony next. Anthony is the third baseman here in this ballgame. So Michael Anthony, a guy we have not seen the entire series out there right now, is batting average at .260. He's got 19 base hits and 73 trips to the plate. All 19 hits. Oh, let's see, 16 hits have been singles, and he's got 3 doubles to his credit. No homers and 9 RBIs. Vitsos will go to work on him, and the first pitch is going to be up high for a ball. Michael Anthony has got 8 base on balls, and he's got 14 strikeouts so far this year. Up to the plate for the first time here this weekend in the bottom of, or the top of the second inning with a man on at first base. That is Scarver. There's the ball hit toward first. He's going to be fielded by Coranda. He touches the bag down to second base, and that's not going to be in time. Scarver slides in there safely, so Michael Anthony, he grounds out to Coranda at first base. Then Corey tries to double up the runner down there at second. Scarver gets under the tag down there. So A runner is on at second base now for Briarcliff. And now Darnell Prince will come to the plate next. He's a left-handed hitter. So we see Darnell Prince for the first time here today, and he hits that ball to second base on the very first pitch that he sees. Brickensack grabs it and goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. So now there's two men out here in the inning. And Peyton Greisert coming up there next. Greisert had a base on balls and scored the run back there in the first inning of play. Greisert in the first game had a single. He grounded out once. He walked once and then had a double in the seventh inning. Peyton Greisert started the day with a batting average of .365 here for the Chargers. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be upstairs for a ball. And the count, one ball and no strikes to Peyton Greisert. The Chargers now 22-25 on the season as they play this game here this afternoon. 11-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as the ball hit the brick at second base. He grabs it and goes to first, and the inning is over as Greisert grounds out to the second baseman for Hastings. So Briarcliff, no runs here in this inning. No runs, one base hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Hastings 1 and Briarcliff 1.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a longstanding service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School, and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
This is Logan O'Neill coming to the plate next for Hastings. He sends that one down in the foul territory on the third base side. One ball, one strike now to Logan O'Neill. Again, Gaddotti will follow him, then Casey Onuka. Logan O'Neill did not play in game number one for Hastings here today. He's got a .154 batting average to start the day here. 10 base hits and 65 trips to the plate. Got one home run so far this year with 9 RBIs, 3 base on balls, and 15 strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Harrison Jetzel is the pitcher here for Briarcliff. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The way these two pitchers have started today, neither one of them are going to be around too long. They've thrown a lot of pitches here. There's a base hit to left field, though. Logan O'Neill gets aboard here for Hastings as he singles by Michael Anthony, the third baseman down there. O'Neill probably going to be a run for now. That's going to be the case. Coming out and running is going to be Gavin Brown.
And up to that, number 3, Ryder Gaddotti.
So Ryder Gaddotti is going to come to the plate next. Vidosh has already thrown 32 pitches. Harrison has already thrown 35 pitches. And we're just in inning number two. Ryder Guidotti at the plate now for Hastings. He's the designated hitter here in this ball game. He's going to take a pitch up high for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Ryder Guidotti. He had a couple of base hits in game number one. He had two out of the five hits. Laid down his sacrifices only the other time up there. Hastings won the first game today over Briarcliff by the score of 1-0. Getting a walk-off single in the bottom of the seventh inning from Jaden Stack. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike now to Ryder Guidotti. Hastings with a base runner down there at first base. Sneaking away from the bag down there for the Broncos is Gavin Brown. There's an attempted bunt laid down. It's going to go in foul territory. And Guidotti is behind on the count of one ball and two strikes. The seven teams that are in, as far as the GPAC postseason tournament is concerned, Concordia, Jamestown, Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty, Midland, Northwestern, and Morningside. Final spot will go to either Briarcliff or Doan. That's being decided here today. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, back out of the play, beyond the parking lot, or into the parking lot. Softball teams that have qualified include Midland, Morningside, Concordia, Jamestown, Mount Marty, Northwestern, Dort, and the College of St. Mary's. Those are the teams that will play in the softball postseason tournament beginning next week. Next pitch likewise going to be fouled away here by Ryder Guidotti, and the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. Gavin Brown taking his lead down there at first base. Nick Robinson will hold him on defensively. Down for the Briarcliff Chargers. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch. It's a called third strike in the outside corner. Guidotti goes down. Strikeout number three in the ballgame now for Harrison Jetstall. Here comes Casey Onuka to the plate next. Casey Onuka in the first ballgame. Laid down his sacrifice, flew out to center field, and he reached on an error. He was 0 for 2 in game number 1, started the day with a batting average of .212. Hammers that one down to right field in foul territory. No balls, one strike now to Casey Onuka. Gavin Brown still down here at first base. Steve Sponberg going through the signals down there in the third base coaching box. Basking in the sunshine here. Late Sunday afternoon. Casey Onuka waiting on the pitch. There goes the runner. A bunt laid down. Jessel grabs it on the hill. He throws it to the first base. That's going to be in time. Runner moves along to second base on the play. Casey Onuka is retired to the play from pitcher to first. Now there's two men out. Two men out with a runner on in scoring position at second base. And Brickasek coming to the plate next for Hastings. Brickasek had a double to start off the Hastings half of the first inning. A double down the left field line. Came around to score later on in the inning. Brickasek takes a look at that pitch there. It's going to be down low. Taken off of the carpet there by the catcher, Brady Harpinot. Stop sign comes up from Cam and indicate to Gavin Brown to stay put there at second base. One ball and no strikes here to Cam Brickasek. We're in the second inning here at Duncan, the bottom of the second. Tied up one run apiece here. Harrison Jetzel, the pitcher here for Briarcliff, and the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. The Brickasek, if he can get aboard, we'll see Jaden Stack again. Again, the outfield now playing very deep with a wind blowing in here at Duncan today. Brickasek waiting on the pitch. One ball and one strike. Jetzel delivers. There's a high chopper down towards second. Adler on a couple of hops quickly over to first base. That's going to be in time to get Brickasek in the inning. It is over here for Hastings. The Broncos come up empty. No runs. One base hit. no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning with a score. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbilt affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Briarcliff coming into the plate next in the third inning. 1-1 is the score. Briarcliff opens things up in the top half of the first inning. One run on really no base hits. Austin Vitosh got off to a not so good start. He walked a couple of guys and hit a man in the first inning. So Briarcliff was able to jump on Hastings with a run in the top of the first. But the Broncos coming right back in the bottom of the first inning with a run on a couple of base hits and an error from the Chargers. So we're sitting at 1-1 as we head to the top half of the third inning. This is the 9-inning ball game here today. Trevor Adler is the guy up here. Adler just went after a high fastball there and comes up empty. No balls and two strikes to Trevor Adler. Austin Vitosh throwing for Hastings. Next pitch on the ground again. Brickerset getting a workout at second. He throws it over to first base in time. Adler grounds out to second base. And now Brady Harpinot coming up to the plate next. Harpinot is hit by a pitch his first time up there. Harpinot started the day with a batting average of .343 for Briarcliff. He had a single, grounded out once, reached on a fielder's choice in game number one. So he was 1-for-3 as he comes to the plate here. And he's going to take a pitch for a strike there on the inside corner. Nothing and one to Harpinot. Batting here for the left-hand side. Harpinot yesterday in the ball game was 2 out of 7 in the two games we played here. Scored a run. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 now. Can Harpinot start of the day with a batting average of .343 for Briarcliff. The Chargers as a team hitting a clip of about .283. Hastings right around the .244 mark. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. 1-2 now to Brady Harpinot. Sawyer Olson would be next, and then Nick Robinson. Austin Vitosh throwing for Hastings here in this season finale for the spring of 2019. Next pitch is giving a fastball that stays out wide for a ball. Down 2-2 to Brady Harpinot. Club in hand here. Looking down to the coach down in the third base box, and now he's ready to go as he enters the box here. 2-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. Vitosh has worked the count full here. The Brady Harpinot with 3-2. Vitosh already at 40 pitches here as we throw here in the third inning. Make it 41, and that one goes awry. So a baseline ball is given up there by Vitosh. And Sawyer Olson comes to the plate next. So he walked 2 guys in the first inning. This is his third walk here. Now Sawyer Olson comes to the plate next. Olson reached on a baseline ball back there in the first inning. 274 is his batting average for the season. Hit into a double play. Hit by a pitch and grounded out in inning or the first ball game today. So he was 0 for 2 in the opener. Comes to the plate here with a man on at first base. That's Harpino. Olsen's going to take a pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Olsen yesterday in the ball game was 0 for 5 in the doubleheader here. Sawyer's in the right-hand batter's box this time. Austin Vitsos throws under the plate. That's going to be down low. Now a quick throw down to first base. Not in time. Good throw there by Logan O'Neill from his knees. Miranda applying the tag, but not in time. And Sawyer Olsen is looking at a count of two balls and no strikes. Nick Robinson swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for the Chargers. Olsen waiting on the pitch here. Vitosh comes set. Here comes the next pitch up high for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Vitosh has thrown 24 balls and 18 strikes so far. Three balls and no strikes here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Finding the range there, finding the zone. Three balls and one strike now to Sawyer Olsen for Briarcliff. Olsen, the junior outfielder out of Brentwood, California, playing for the Chargers up there in Sioux City. Three balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Jaden Stack comes on. Stack comes on and makes the catch. So Olsen flies out to center. That's going to be the second out. Nick Robinson coming up there next. Hastings has played very good defense here today. Did not commit an error in game number one. They have not committed an error so far through two and two-thirds innings of this one. Nick Robinson coming up there next. He flew out to center field in the first inning of play to drive home the first run of the ball game. There's another high fly ball out to center field. Giving chase is actually the left fielder, Cole Staub. And he's going to make the catch out in left center. So Staub and Stack both giving chase, but Cole Staub grabs it, the left fielder. And the inning is over here for Briarcliff as Robinson flies out to left field. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back at Duncan Field as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. Jaden Stack, Dylan Fitzgerald, and also Tino Zach coming up here for Hastings here in this inning. So Jaden Stack, he grounded out his first time up there. And he's the guy who had the walk-off single, game-winning single in the first ball game to win it for Hastings. 1-0, the Broncos beat Briarcliff in the opener today. So Stack back up there here in inning number 3 for Hastings. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And the count, no balls and two strikes. Nothing and two. Harrison Jetzel is the guy throwing out there for Byron Clough. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Jaden Stack down. Strikeout number four in the ball game. All these starting pitchers so far for Byron Clough have went the distance in games. Hastings has not been able to get to their bullpen yet, which is considered to be maybe their weak point of their team, but Hastings hasn't strung enough runs together to get into the bullpen here this weekend. Dylan Fitzgerald comes up there next, and the pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Fitzgerald. He reached on an error his first time up there in inning number one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1. Dylan Fitzgerald, he started the day with a batting average of .294. He struck out twice in the first game and also reached on an error, so he was 0-3 in game number one. Next pitch is going to be hammered down the right field side. That's going to be in foul territory. And the count is sitting at 1-2. You're listening to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS, also online, hastingslink.com. Hastings closing out this season here with this ball game. There's a bouncing ball to short. Gutierrez on a couple of hops, throws at the first base. That's going to be in time to catch Dylan Fitzgerald. Tino Zach coming up to the plate next for Hastings. Zach, he struck out back there in inning number one. In the first ball game, he grounded out twice and he flew out to center field, so he's 0 for at least his last four. 271 is his batting average on the season. Tino Zach comes up there from the right-hand side. Harrison Jetzel will go to work on him, and the first pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rodney Scarver, the center fielder, pulled a couple of steps around to his right out there as he watches the action in the infield. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count is sitting at 1-1. And one strike now to the number four guy in the batting order for Hastings, Tino Zach. Cole Staub anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle here. There's a little chopper down to the third baseman. It's going to be in foul territory. Michael Anthony over here to retrieve the ball. 1-2. Cole Staub and then Corey Coranda scheduled up here in the third inning. If Hastings can get something going. 1-2 here to Tino Zach. We're in a 1-1 ball game here in game number two. There's another shot to Gutierrez at shortstop. He comes over to first base, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Hastings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fourth with a score. Hastings 1, Byron Clough 1.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
From the scoreboard today, the Los Angeles Angels, they beat the Kansas City Royals. Ball game just completed 7-3. Angels beating the Royals today. The Nebraska baseball team, they lost earlier today to Illinois by the score of 6-5. Hastings College picking up a win in the opening game here. The score 1-0. Scoreboard update brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963, located at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings. We head to the fourth inning here. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1. Chargers again trying to scrape their way into the postseason tournament next week, depending on what happens here and what happens in Crete, the game between Doan and the University of Jamestown. They're fighting it out for the final spot in the 8-team tournament next week. This is Gutierrez, a shortstop up there to face Austin Vitsos for Hastings here in the fourth inning. Gutierrez is behind in the count all of a sudden, and no balls and two strikes. He flew out to right field to begin this ball game here today. There's a high flying ball. It's going to stay here in the infield. Brick is sacked looking up, and he makes the catch. So Gutierrez, he flies out to our second baseman. Cam Brick is second. That's going to bring up Rodney Scarver next. He is the center fielder. Scarver had a single back there in the second inning of play. Scarver was 1-for-3 at the plate in game number one. Had a single and a couple of strikeouts. So Rodney Scarver enters the left-hand batter's box. There's the ball hit to first base. Coranda grabs it and gets it over to first base. That's going to be in time. Vitas got over there quickly. Coranda had a little trouble pulling the ball in. He kind of bobbled the ball, but he got it to Austin Vitas covering the bag there just in the nick of time. So Rodney Scarver is retired into the play. That's going to bring up Michael Anthony next. Michael Anthony hit one back to the first baseman back there and hitting number two. So Anthony comes up there for the second time here today and is going to take a strike. His batting average on the season at 260. And he's one of the guys that we're seeing for the first time here in game number four of this weekend series. Darnell Prince would be next. Next one is going to be in there for a strike as well. So Austin Vitas, after struggling in the first inning, is going to settle down here in innings 2, 3, and 4. Hasn't allowed any runs, really haven't allowed too much in the last three innings. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. It's now 1-2. Briarcliff scoring a run in the first. They left a man on the base pads in the second inning and left a man in the third. Now we're in the fourth. Vitas has retired the first two guys that he has faced here. This is Michael Anthony with a count of 1-2. There's the ball hit right on by the outstretched glove of the pitcher, Vitas. Brickasek grabs it at second base, but he can't make the tough throw over to first base. Cam grabs that one right behind the bag at the second. After he was moving to his right, that's a almost an impossible throw back over here to first base. So Michael Anthony is going to get aboard here with an infield single. That's going to be the second hit of the ball game for the Chargers. And now Darnell Prince will come to the plate next. He grounded out to the second baseman back there in inning number two. Darnell Prince whacks that one in a slow roller out to second base. Brickasek grabs it, goes to first, and it's a relatively easy inning there for Austin Vitas as Prince grounds out to second base for the second time. No runs, one base hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The score, it is Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the Water Park, Hastings.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
Well, been a busy weekend. We had Three games yesterday, two games so far today. Had a high school game thrown in with our Hastings College doubleheader with Briar Cliff. Finish things off here late this afternoon as we are into the fourth inning now of game number two. Hastings batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cole Staub, Corey Caranda, Logan O'Neill will come to the plate. Well, those guys get aboard. We'll see Ryder Gaddotti. Hastings 1, Briar Cliff 1. Neither team in any of the games really have knocked a baseball around the old ballpark here. It's been the pitchers that have really set the tone in these ball games. Cole Staub now looking at a count here of one ball and one strike. There's the ball hit to right field. Drifting back and making a play on the ball is going to be Darnell Prince. Cole Staub, he flies out to right field. Darnell Prince on a put out there. Now Corey Caranda comes up to the plate next. He struck out back there in inning number one. Caranda in the first ball game got up there as a pinch hitter in the sixth inning with the bases loaded and grounded out to end the inning. So Caranda trying to break through here. Caranda's going to take a strike here, and the count goes to no balls and one strike to the first baseman for Hastings. Corey Caranda is carrying a batting average of .241 on the season. Next pitch is going to be lined back to the screen, and the count, no balls and two strikes. Olsen, Scarver, Prince out of the outfield for Briar Cliff from left to right as they look on here with the wind blowing to their back. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a check swing strike, and he is out of there. Corey Caranda strikes out. Strikeout number five in the ball game now for Harrison Jetzel. That's going to bring up Logan O'Neill next. O'Neill had a base hit his last time up there in inning number two. Logan did not play in game number one here today. Batting average on the season is sitting at .154. There's a bouncer. It's going to be right up the middle for a base hit. Maybe Gutierrez would have a play on it there at shortstop. He couldn't get there. So Logan O'Neill gets his second base hit of this ball game. Singles back up to the middle, and now we got a courtesy runner coming out here. This is going to be Gavin Brown running now for the catcher O'Neill down there at first base. So Gavin Brown back out there with two men out here in the fourth inning. Ryder Gaddotti is the next guy to come to the plate. He's the DH here in this ball game. He's been the center fielder for the past two. Gaddotti struck out back there in inning number two. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to right field. That is going to fall in foul territory. Again, just a couple of feet foul down there, so everybody's got to go back. Brown all the way back across the diamond to first base. So Ryder Gaddotti comes back up there. He had a couple of base hits in the opener today, a couple of singles. Laid down a sacrifice in game number one. Gaddotti looking for his first base hit here in game number two after striking out back there in the second inning. Nothing in one is the count here to Ryder Gaddotti with a runner on at first base. Next pitch is going to be a fastball upstairs. It's now one ball and one strike. Casey Onuka, he is out. He's in the on-deck circle here for Hastings, hoping to get a chance here in the fourth inning. Tied up at one run apiece. There goes the runner, and now the pitcher sees him out of the corner of his eyes. He throws it to second base, and they get him out at second base. Harrison Jensel is just about ready to get into his pitching motion, and he saw Brown out of the corner of his eyes taking off, and they throw it to second base to get him out down there at the bag. So Ryder Gaddotti is left standing here at the plate. That is the third out for Hastings. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Go to the fifth inning. The score is Hastings 1, Briar Cliff 1.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. after the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning and Hastings. And Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine, they're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wiggert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fifth inning of play here in game number two today. Hastings and Briarcliff has been a competitive series here between these two teams. We're still tied up at one run apiece. Hastings winning the first game 1-0. Broncos won it in the bottom of the seventh inning. So they had a total of three runs scored the entire day today. So you have worked into the fifth inning, which will be our 12th inning of the day here. There's a ball that's going to be hit to center field for a base hit. So Peyton Greisert, he's going to lead off the fifth inning, getting on base safely with a base hit to center field. Trevor Adler now comes up there next. Adler is 0-2 so far in this ball game. Adler was 1-4 in game number one with a single in the fifth inning. Been a windy weekend here. That Duncan Field winds yesterday gusting to 45 miles per hour for some of the action we had here. Man is on at first base. There's the ball hit to second. Brickasek goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. The runner was going on the pitch, so Brickasek had no chance at a double play there as Greiser took off on the pitch. He ends up at second base, but now there's one man out here in the fifth inning. Hastings continues to shine today on defense. Brady Harpineau coming up to the plate next for Briarcliff. He's hit on a hit batter and also a base on balls here in this ball game. Bounds away this first pitch here. Third base side out of play. Nothing in one. Harpineau in the first ball game had a single. Grounded out once and reached on a fielder's choice. So he was 1-3 in the opener. He's not got an official at bat here in game number two yet with a being hit by a pitch and a walk. So he bats here in the fifth. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, scooped up there off of the carpet by Logan O'Neill. And the count is at 1-1. Cole Staub, Jaden Stack, Tino Zach out on the outfield for Hastings. Again, not playing very deep with the wind blowing in here at Duncan this afternoon. Brady Harpineau is your batter here for Briarcliff. Boston Vitosh on the hill, and the pitch to the plate is going to be inside for a ball. 2-1 here to Brady Harpineau. Sawyer Olson would be next. Harpineau in the left-hand batter's box. Vitosh looking in for the sign. From his catcher, Logan O'Neill, he's got it. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Again, the stop sign comes up. Stay put there at second base. 3-1 now to Brady Harpineau. Olson is anxiously waiting down here in the on-deck circle for Briarcliff. Both of these pitchers using a lot of time in between pitches here. Vitosh's next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him frustrated with himself. Harpineau heads down to the bag at first base on a base on balls, and now Sawyer Olson comes to the plate next. Vitosh walked a couple of guys in the first inning. He walked one in the third. Now he's walked his fourth batter here in inning number five. Vitosh so far has Not struck out anybody. He's got four walks, no strikeouts. So base runners are on at first and second base now. There's a pitch to the plate here on Sawyer Olson. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Vitosh is now up to 63 total pitches in the ball game. 33 strikes and 30 balls as he throws here in inning number five. 1-1 to score. Hastings and Briarcliff here this afternoon. Next pitch by Vitosh is going to be a fastball that's going to miss outside. And it's now two balls and one strike as we gaze down at the bullpen. No action right now for Hastings College. In fact, nobody even down there right now as Vitosh works into the fifth inning here. Both starting pitchers still around here for Briarcliff and Hastings. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. It's on the way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Sawyer Olson. Olson hit into a double play, was hit by a pitch and grounded out in the first game. He's got a walk and he's flown out to center field here in game number two. Olson playing out in left field for the entire duration of the series here. Two balls and one strike. Here comes Austin Vitosh, and now the runner at second base took off, and they throw it to second base. They've got him down there. So they pick off Peyton Greisert at second base. Again, just as Austin Vitosh was getting into his routine there, he saw that out of the corner of his eye, and he wheels towards second, and he throws her down there. And Peyton Greisert is erased off of the base pads, and now there's two men out here in the fifth inning. Count here at the plate is at two balls and one strike now, and Sawyer Olson. There's a ball that's going to be hit towards center field, and he can't make the play out there. Jaden Stack around the bag at third. He's going to stay put right there. Sawyer Olson is going to get a base hit to a center field. Stack trying to come up with it. He couldn't do it. Moving the ball all the way around to third base on the play. It's going to be Briarcliff. They got base runners on at first and third now. And how big was that pickoff back there? Briarcliff would have scored. Now they got runners at first and third here in the fifth inning with Nick Robinson coming to the plate next. Robinson, he is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. So that pickoff there by Austin Vitosh probably saved us a run. Not probably, it did. Runners are on at first and third base right now. Robinson coming to the plate, 0 for 2 in this ball game. He was 1 for 3 in the first ball game with a single in the fourth inning. Robinson waiting on the pitch here from Austin Vitosh. Here it comes. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Robinson started the day with a batting average of .357. Runners on at first and third base here for Briarcliff. Team in here from Sioux City, Iowa this weekend. No balls and one strike. Vitosh throws another one to the plate. It's going to be inside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Logan O'Neill. The runner was going on the pitch anyway, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Sawyer Olson. So now the Chargers have runners on at second and third base. Two men out here in the fifth inning of play. The count here to Nick Robinson is at one ball and one strike. Vitosh strolling around the hill out there. Robinson, he's ready to go. Robinson, he's got three triples to his credit so far this year. Leads the team in that category. Taking a couple of practice swings here. Now he's ready to go with a count of one ball and one strike. Austin Vitosh comes set, fires under the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball. Robinson now looking at a count of two balls and one strike. Vitosh, one of the three seniors on the team out of Diller Odell. Austin Nelson, one of the other seniors on this team. And also the guy that's playing over at first base for Hastings today. There's a ball caught out in left field. That's going to be caught out there by Cole Staub. Staub catches the ball out in left field to end the inning here for Briar Cliff. So again, Austin Vitas wiggles his way out of the fifth inning. Briar Cliff scores no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings 1, Briar Cliff 1.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan Field, Hastings up to the plate here. Wider Gadotti, he sends one out to shortstop, and it's going to be retrieved there by Gutierrez, and Gadotti is retired into the play here to begin the fifth inning. So the first pitch that he sees from Harrison Jetzel, Wider Gadotti sends it out to shortstop, so one up, one down for Hastings here in the fifth. Briar Cliff so far one run. They got four hits. They've committed one error. They've left six men on base. Hastings with one run. They've got four hits so far in the ball game. No errors, and they've left four. 1-1 is the score. Hastings won the first game by a score of 1-0. Casey Onuka comes up to the plate now for Hastings here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. He's going to take a strike in there. It's no balls and two strikes to Casey Onuka. He grounded back to the pitcher back there in inning number two. Onuka looks at the next pitch. He's going to be outside for a ball. Onuka in the first ball game sacrificed. He flew out to center field and he reached on an error in his three plate appearances. Onuka started the day with a batting average of .212. The count to him is at one ball and two strikes. There's a ball hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Big jump out there by Sawyer Olson. So Casey Onuka now gets aboard here for Hastings. That's going to bring up Cam Brickasek next. Brickasek has got a double, and he has grounded out once here in the ball game. Now up here in the fifth inning. Brickasek, start of the day with a batting average of .358. That was tops on the team. So he comes up there now with a man on at first base. And the pitch here by Harrison Jensel is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Jensel is now up to 71 pitches in the ball game. 53 strikes and only 18 balls for Harrison Jensel. There's the next pitch right down the pipe there, and the count goes to one ball and one strike to Cam Brickasek. Onuka is your base runner down there at first base for Hastings. Broncos and the Chargers both scored their runs in the first inning of this one. We're down to the fifth. Brickasek fouls away this pitch. Foul ball is brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. One ball, two strikes here to Cam Brickasek. In the fifth inning with a runner on at first base, here's the next pitch way outside for a ball. And the count is at two balls and two strikes. Harrison Jetzel trying to get Brickasek to chase after that one. 2-2 the count, one man out. They're in the fifth inning. Casey Onuka is down there at first base for Hastings, taking a good-sized lead. Robinson will hold him on. There he goes at first base, and the pitch is going to be fouled away. So Onuka's got to go back. Took off on the pitch. Cam Brickasek fouls away the pitch. Broncos trying to make something happen here in the fifth inning. This is the nine-inning game here, game number two today. First one wasn't decided until one man out in the bottom of the seventh inning when Jaden Stack brought home the winning run with an RBI single. The winner for Hastings, 1-0. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, so the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hastings College baseball coverage today here on 1230 KHAS, also online, hastingslink.com. Cam Brickasek, all the way the last couple of pitches here. He hammers that ball out to right field, and it's going to be caught out there by Prince. His throw back to first base is not going to be in time, so Brickasek flies out, more of a line out to the right fielder out there, Darnell Prince. Had a chance of maybe doubling up Casey Onuka, but he got back into the bag safely there at first base. Here comes Jaden Stack up there now. Jaden Stack has grounded out once, and he is also struck out once in the ball game. Jetzel's got five strikeouts to his credit so far here in this contest. As he throws out one of the plate, it's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at one. Jetzel with no base on balls and five strikeouts. Austin Vitsosh on the other side for Hastings. He's got five walks and no strikeouts. 1-1 is the score here in game number four of this series. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside. Now Arpino was ready to fire it down to first base, but back in there is going to be Onuka. The count here is at one ball, one strike now on Jaden Stack. Dylan Fitzgerald would be next. Harrison Jensel comes set here. Throws one to the plate. That's going to be swung on and missed. Jaden Stack now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Jaden. There's a couple of men out, but Hastings has a base runner at first base. Trying to work it around to grab the lead here. There's a ball hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Prince picks it up out in right field. So Jaden Stack, he's going to get a single here in the fifth inning. Broncos now have runners on at first and second base. Dylan Fitzgerald now comes up to the plate next. Fitzgerald, he has reached on an error, and he has grounded out 0-2 so far here in this ball game. Dylan Fitzgerald in game number one, he was 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. So he's 0-5 so far today. See if we can get him kick-started here in this fifth inning with runners on at first and second base. There's the pitch to him. It's going to be a strike on the outside corner and a fastball. Nothing and one here to Fitzgerald. Tino Zach would be next. Two men out here in the fifth inning. Hastings is now out hit Briarcliff in this contest 6-4. But we're still tied up at one run apiece. Runners taking their leads at first and second. Jensel throws one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. And both of these pitchers, they use a ton of time in between pitches. We're just kind of lumbering along here. We're in the fifth inning of play. Bottom of the fifth, Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1. Harrison Jensel again comes set on the mound, looks at the runner at second. looks at the home plate, looks at second base. Now he fires to the plate, and it's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike now. Jetzel stands on the mound, looks at second base. He's got a routine. He's not going to deviate from it. Standing there waiting for the sign. He's got it from Harpino. Now he comes set, looks at the runner at second base. There's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Dylan Fitzgerald now looking at a count of two balls and two strikes. Broncos left two base runners on the pads in the first inning, one in the second. Went down in order in the third and fourth, and now creating a little noise here in the fifth inning with runners on at first and second base. Here's the next pitch, hit on the ground, right side. It's going to be knocked down by the first baseman, Robinson. He underhands it to first base. That's going to be in time, and they got him down there to get out of the inning. So Dylan Fitzgerald is retired on the play. It was hit to the right side of the diamond. I thought it might sneak through there, but it was grabbed by Robinson. And Fitzgerald is retired at first base. So Hastings, we come up empty. No runs on a couple of base hits. No errors and two runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbuild fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Bronco baseball today from 1230 KHAS. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1 as we head to inning number 6. Here tonight, Austin Vitas will come back out and throw for Hastings here in this inning. We're going to have Guder as the shortstop, Scarver the center fielder, and then Anthony, the third baseman, coming up here to face Austin Vitas. And the first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes on Gutierrez, who's played the entire series here for the Briarcliff Chargers here in this ball game. There's a big swing and a miss there. And the count is hitting it. One ball and one strike now to Gutierrez. And is checking in on the other game in Crete. They are scoreless after seven innings between Jamestown and Doan. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Brickasek grabs it and goes over to first base to record the out. Briarcliff and Doan still tied for the final spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament that starts next week. If they end in a tie, Briarcliff holds the tiebreaker over Doan. Chargers swept the Tigers during the season series, so they would get the tiebreaker and they would get the eighth spot if both teams win or both teams lose here in game number two. Rodney Scarver coming up there next. Scarver, he is singled and he is grounded out once. So he is one for two so far in this second ball game. Scarver takes a whack there and a swing and a miss. Pitching has been very good for the most part for both teams throughout this entire series. Not a lot of base hits. Scarver was one out of three in game number one with a base hit and a couple of strikeouts. He gets a base hit there as he lines it up to the left fielder Cole Staub. Makes a big turn at first base, and he puts on the brakes, and he's back in there. Rodney Scarver He gets a single to a left field. Cole Staub had it kind of ricochet off of his chest out there as he went down to one knee to grab it. Scarver had notions of maybe heading to second base, but he quickly changed his mind and scampered back into the bag at first. Here comes Michael Anthony up to the plate next. Anthony grounded out to the first baseman back there in inning number two and had a single in the fourth inning. Anthony is playing at third base. There's a throw to first, just a little token throw there as Scarver is back in there. Briarcliff stealing bases, 40 out of 53 in the swiping bases this year. Scarver, he is 3 out of 3, the guy down there right now. Scarver with a average lead over there right now. He's kind of faking the steal over there. Vitosh looks that way. There he goes, and the pitch is going to be fouled away. He wasn't faking anything. He was going to go. Scarver heads back to the bag now at first base. Austin Vitosh has went all the way here for Hastings in the ballgame. Likewise, the pitcher for Briarcliff, Harrison Jetzel, has went all the way. So we have worked our way into the sixth inning here. This is the top of the sixth and a nine-inning ballgame between Hastings and Briarcliff. There's the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And the count now, no balls and two strikes to Michael Anthony. And a pretty good crowd on hand for the season finale here for Hastings College for the spring of 2019. But fans are still in their blankets and winter attire here this afternoon. No balls and two strikes. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 1-2 to Michael Anthony here for Briarcliff. Anthony, one of the new guys we're seeing here in the game four of the series. He has walked 8 times so far this year. He has struck out 14 times. Vitosh comes set. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground. Rick is second base. He can't make the play in the ball. He was distracted a little bit by the runner coming from first to second base. And Brickasack is unable to handle the ball near the bag in second down there. And now here comes Steve Sponberg out of the dugout for Hastings. He's going to talk with the base umpire as well. Brickasack was just about ready to make the play on the ball at second base, but then the base runner, Scarver, moving from first to second, ran right in front of him and distracted Brick is second base, and he bobbles the ball down there. Everybody is safe as Coach Sponberg is having a heart-to-heart talk here with the base umpire just behind the pitcher's mound. Right now, we got runners on at first and second base as Michael Anthony is going to get aboard here. And the coach is heading back to the third base dugout. That'll be an error probably chalked up there on the second baseman, Cam Brickasack. So that'll be the first error of the ball game for Hastings. Darnell Prince coming to the plate next. Prince, he's 0-2 so far in this ball game. He's grounded out twice to the second baseman. There's only one man out for Briarcliff. We're in a 1-1 ball game here. First pitch is going to be fouled away here by Prince. Nothing and one to Darnell Prince. He's a junior out of Ridgecrest, California. Playing for the Chargers there in Sioux City. Darnell Prince waiting on the pitch here from Austin Vitosh, the senior from Diller O'Dell. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Hastings College baseball coverage today on 1230 KHAS and online hastingslink.com. Hastings winning the first game by a score of 1-0. It is 1-1 here in game number two. Briarcliff has got runners on at first and second base. Next pitch is going to be hit to center field. Stack is out there, and Stack reaches up there and grabs the ball. Anything but routine out there. Jaden Stack at the last second reaches up there and snags it out in center field. Lineup So Darnell Prince flies out to center field. Now there's two men out here in the sixth inning. And that's going to bring up the top of the order here in Peyton Greisert. Greisert has walked once. He has grounded out once. He has singled once here in this ball game. Greisert had a double and a single in game number one, so he's been able to get some aluminum on the ball here in these two games today. There's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Nobody up and throwing for the Broncos down in the bullpen. Nobody down there throwing for Briarcliff yet either. We've worked ourselves into the sixth inning of this nine-inning ball game. Austin Vintosh throws another one into the plate and a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike down to Peyton Greisert. Trevor Adler would be next, and then the catcher, Brady Harpineau. They're hoping to get their chance. Foaming at the mouth down here in the on-deck circle. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away. Third base side, out of play. One ball, two strikes now to Greisert. Vintosh is now up to 86 pitches in the ball game. 46 strikes, 40 walks, or 40 balls thrown by Austin Vintosh in the ball game. Let's hope it's not 40 walks. He'd be here forever. There's a long fly ball out to Stack in center field. He's going to grab it, and the inning's going to be over. Peyton Greisert flies out to center field to end the inning. Chargers, they score no runs on one base hit, one error on Hastings, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. The score, Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos coming into play here at inning number six. Neither team has scored since the first inning. Both teams have had chances to score, but haven't been able to get the hit to bring them home. Here's Antino Zach coming to the plate next. Cole Staub will follow him. Corey Caranda will be in the hole here. Logan O'Neill would then come to the plate. There's a little chopper down the line at first base, and that's going to be in foul territory. First baseman trying to grab the ball before it went foul. Robinson couldn't do it. So Antino Zach has another life. Up here at the plate, no balls and two strikes to Tino Zach leading off the bottom of the sixth inning. Hastings looking for their 12th win of the season here in their regular season finale, but they're not going to get there that way. There's a swing and a miss on Tino Zach, and he strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number six in the ball game now for Harrison Jetzel. Cole Staub coming up there next. Staub, he is singled so far in the ball game, and he has flown out to right field, so he's one for two here today. There's a high chopper toward third. Anthony has got it over to first base. That's going to be in time. Two up, two down here. Cole Staub is retired in the play from third to first. Corey Caranda comes up there next for Hastings. Caranda, he has struck out twice here in the ball game. And earlier today, it was Illinois beating Nebraska in baseball 6-5. So the Huskers lose that series. Illinois won on Friday night. Nebraska won last night. Illinois wins today by a score of 6-5. There's a high fly ball out to left field. Olsen is going to grab that. That was an easy inning. Corey Caranda flies out to left field to end the sixth inning for Hastings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the seventh with a score. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball action here today on 1230 KHAS and also online, hastingslink.com. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, by Family Medical Center of Hastings, by Fine Points Bank, and by the Hastings Tribune. We go to inning number 7 here tonight. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1. Austin Vitas still throwing out there for Hastings. We're going to have 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here for Briarcliff to try to get to him here in this 7th inning. Adler and also Harpino and also Sawyer Olson, scheduled hitters here. And the first pitch by Vitas is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now. Vitas, he is up to 89 pitches now in the ball game. I would expect if he can get through this inning, we'll maybe go over the pen. In fact, as I say that, I gaze down there, and there's a couple of guys starting to stir down there for Hastings in the pen. Two balls and no strikes here to Trevor Adler. Batting here from the right-hand side. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to left field. Coming in and making a play on the ball is going to be Cole Staub, and he's got it down there. Cole Staub goes to the ground. He hangs on to it. A signal from the umpire says, yeah, he caught it down there. So Trevor Adler, he lines out to the left fielder, basically Cole Staub. Good play on the ball out there by Cole Staub for Hastings. Staub has really come on here in the last couple of weeks. Offensively, he has really turned up his game. He had 5 base hits against York the other night. He had 4 base hits yesterday in the 2 ball games here at Duncan Field, and now he makes a nice play defensively out in left field there. Brady Harpino is the next guy to come to the plate here for the Chargers of Briarcliff. Bounce here from the left-hand side, and the pitch to him is going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike now. Harpino so far in this ball game has been hit by a pitch, and he has walked twice. Not an official at-bat yet. There's a next pitch. He can be inside. The ball gets away from the catcher, O'Neill, as it goes trickling over here to the first base side in front of the first base dugout. Occupied by the Chargers here today. Briarcliff in their gray pants today with their camouflage top. Camouflaged in blue and gold. Hastings dressed in their all whites here. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. They count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Unis today much better than we saw yesterday from Briarcliff. They had gold numbers yesterday with a bunch of stripes around their chest area. I can handle these today. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a curveball that's going to miss outside, and now the count is at 3-2. So Vitas continues to throw a lot of pitches in his ball game as we are into the seventh inning now with one man out. This is the number 3 hitter in the batting order. There's a ground ball. Onuka has got it at shortstop, and he makes the play over at first base. Onuka to Coranda. And there's two men out now here in the seventh inning. Sawyer Olson is going to come to the plate next. Olson, he has reached on a base on balls. He's flown out to center field, and he has got a single in this ball game. So he is 1-for-2 here in this contest. 274 to start the day. Hit into a double play. Was hit by a pitch, and he grounded out in game number one. And the pitch comes in there from Vitosh up high. 1-0 the count. They got a couple of relievers down there starting to loosen up now for Hastings as Vitosh has got us into the seventh inning. There's the ball ripped down to third baseline. That's going to be in foul territory. And the count down to Sawyer Olson is sitting at 1-1. Olson is a junior outfielder out of Brentwood, California. Yeah, a bunch of California dudes on this team. Here comes the next pitch. There's going to be a fastball that's going to be outside for a ball. 2-1. And the Hastings High baseball team, they'll play next week, Tuesday at Crete. Then they got their district tournament coming up beginning next Saturday in Omaha. Hopefully the Tigers can get qualified for the state tournament, which is a week from this Saturday, also in Omaha. Next pitch is fouled away. The count remains at 2-2 here. Nick Robinson in the on-deck circle here for Briarcliff. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count now full again. 3-2. So the second consecutive hitter. Vitosh has worked to the full count. 3-2 here. Austin looking with a sign from his catcher. He's got it from O'Neill. The full windup. Here's the next pitch outside for a ball. And he walks him. So Olson heads down to the bag at first. That's going to be the first walk for Vitosh since the fifth inning. We're now into the seventh here. That's going to be the fifth walk of the ball game for Austin Vitosh. He's not yet recorded a strikeout. He's given up only 5 base hits in the ball game and only 1 run. So he's getting the job done. This laboring along here into the seventh inning of play. There's a strike that's going to be given to Nick Robinson. No balls and 1 to Nick. He's 0-for-3 in this ball game. He's flown out to center field once. Then he's flown out to left field twice. So he's 0-for-3 here in this one. Robinson was 1 out of 3 in game number one. He had a single in the fourth inning. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-1. Briarcliff won the first game of the series yesterday, 7-1. Hastings came back to win the nightcap, 3-1. The Broncos won earlier today, 1-0. And right now this game is at 1-1 in the seventh inning. There's Vitosh throwing over to first base. That's not in time. Corey Coranda making the tag over there. So the count here is sitting at 1-1. Vitosh will fire one to the plate. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to right field. It's a hard hit ball to right field. It's going to fall in foul territory. Wow, right at the base of the fence. Right on the base of the wall at 370 feet away. Hard hit ball there by Nick Robinson, but it falls right at the base of the wall in foul territory. Okay, we mentioned the 3 seniors for Hastings, Austin Nelson, Austin Vitosh, John Strotz. playing their final game here for Hastings College as we put a curtain on the 2019 season, the spring of 2019. Following this game today, Hastings will now qualify for the postseason tournament next week. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up over here toward the Hastings dugout, and that's going to be foul territory, and nobody can get to it. One ball and two strikes. GPAC postseason tournament will be played at two different sites. Four teams will go to one site. Four teams will go to the other site. Right now, the two sites, Concordia and Jamestown. People will get to make the lovely trip to North Dakota here, which has got to be better than making the trip twice during the winter like we did. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside for a ball. Oohs and ahs popping up from the crowd again. Natives are getting restless here. It's been a long day for the old ballpark. Two balls and two strikes. Nick Robinson is your hitter here, taking a couple of practice swings. Vitosh now set. Here he comes to the plate. That's going to be hit down the first base side in foul territory by our first baseman, Corey Caranda. Foul balls brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963, located at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings. Two balls, two strikes here to Nick Robinson. So on the way to the last several pitches. There's the next pitch up high for a ball, and now again for the third straight batter. The count is full at three balls and two strikes. Vitas now at 109 pitches in the ball game, with two men out here in the seventh inning of play. Gutierrez, the shortstop, is up there next. Still 1-1 in this ball game. There goes the runner at first base, and it's not going to make any difference. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him here. So runners are on now at first and second base. That's going to be the sixth walk of the ball game given up now by Austin Vitas. Still no movement from Coach Sponberg or Andrew Cooter, the pitching coach down here. They're going to stay with Vitas at least for a while longer. Runners are on at first and second base. Here comes Gutierrez to the plate now, the shortstop. He is 0 for 3 so far in this ball game. Arnolfo Gutierrez. And now, as we say that, here comes the pitching coach out there, Andrew Cuda, to have some words with his pitcher, Austin Vitas. This trip to the mound is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings. We've got two men out here in the seventh inning. Hastings 1, Briarcliff 1. As the conference will continue on the mound, Arnolfo Gutierrez is the scheduled hitter here for Briarcliff. He is waiting here at home plate. He's a senior out of Phoenix, Arizona. Now the home plate umpire is going to go out and break up the party on the hill for Hastings. He has reached the mound, and now he'll head back to the third base dugout. Players scatter like flies here as they go back to their respective positions here. So runners are on at first and second base. We're in the seventh inning of play of this one. 1-1 is the score. Hastings and Briarcliff. Gutierrez now coming to the plate here. 0 for 3 so far in this ball game. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be hit on the ground to Onuka. It's shortstop, long throw over to first base. That is going to be in time, dug off the carpet again by Caranda, and the inning is over. So Hastings gets out of the inning. A good play there by Onuka. The throw was low, and Corey Caranda grabs it off of the carpet and hangs onto it over at first base. So the inning is over here for Briarcliff. Chargers, they score no runs, no hits, no errors, and two men left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Briarcliff 1, Hastings 1. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, still Hastings 1 and Briarcliff 1. Each team scored in the first inning, and we're now working our way into the bottom of the seventh inning here. Both pitchers are still around. This is the pitcher for Briarcliff out there, Harrison Jetzel, as he throws here in the bottom of the seventh against Hastings. We're going to have the bottom third of the order coming up here, too, with Logan O'Neill, Ryder Gaddotti, and also Casey Onuka. One run, six hits, one error, and eight runners left on base for Briarcliff. One run, six hits, one error, and six men left on base for Hastings here in this ball game. This after the Broncos won the opener today by a score of 1-0 over Briarcliff. Logan O'Neill with a count of one ball and two strikes. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball here. Now 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes here to the catcher for Hastings, Logan O'Neill. Jetzel, he fires an 0-0 plate. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up over here on the third base side. Third baseman over here, but it's going to get into the seats and beyond. So the count, two balls and two strikes now, and Logan O'Neill. Jetzel gets him a new baseball here. Now he fires that one to the plate. It's going to be outside the strike zone, and it's three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count here to the leadoff man for Hastings, Logan O'Neill. Here in the seventh inning, there's a ground ball left side. He gets through there into left field. Picked up out there by Sawyer Olson. Anthony dives for it at third base, but can't come up with it. And Logan O'Neill, after not playing in the last ball game, he's got three base hits here in this one. Come out to run for him at first base. For Hastings, is going to be Gavin Brown. So Gavin Brown now out there running for Hastings at first base. Coming up to the plate for the Broncos is going to be Ryder Gaddotti. And now we're going to have a visit from the head man for Briarcliff. Again, their bullpen is not considered to be the strong part of their team here. But we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for the Chargers of Briarcliff. So we'll take a break. Hastings and Briarcliff battling here at the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Dylan Spear is going to come on and throw here for the Chargers of Briarcliff. Dylan Spear, he's got a record of no wins and two losses on the season. 5.84 is his earned run average. He has thrown 12 and one-third innings. He has given up 13 hits and 8 runs. All 8 of those have been earned. 6 base on balls, 7 strikeouts. Team's batting .283 against him. So Dylan Spear, another kid from California, going to be throwing out there now for Briarcliff here in the 7th inning of play as Hastings has put their leadoff man on here. It's a 1-0, actually a 1-1 ball game. Each team has scored a run in the first inning. And it's been a pitcher's duel since. Both teams have had chances to score. Has not. And right now, Hastings trying to put the finishing touches on this thing in the 7th inning. This will be a 9-inning affair, though. Hastings batting in the bottom of the 7th. Ryder Gadotti taking a pitch there. And the count goes to 1-1. So, Jetzel, he is done for the day as he is knocked out here after 6 innings officially. There's the next pitch. He's going to be up high for a ball. He gives up 1 run in the ball game. 7 hits, no walks, and he struck out 6 in the ball game for Harrison Jetzel. Probably their number 4 pitcher on the staff here as we basically seen their 1, 2, and 3 in the first 3 ball games. So Jetzel came on to do the job here. Now Dylan Spear is out there for the Chargers. The count here is at 3-1, though, on the Ryder Gadotti. Hastings with a base runner down there at first base. Boy, runs have been tough to come by here in this series. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and now it's 3-2. Briarcliff won 7-1 yesterday in the first game, but they scored 6 runs in the 8th inning, extra innings to win it over the Broncos. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. Hastings won the ball game last night 3-1. Broncos winning the first game here 1-0, and now it is 1-1. Now the Broncos have got runners on at first and second base here in the 7th inning, and nobody out. Casey Onuka coming up to the plate next for the Broncos. Onuka, he had a single his last time up there in the 5th inning, and he grounded out to the pitcher back in inning number 2. So he is 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. He was 0-for-2 in the opener. Batting average on the season is sitting at .212. Wind's now blowing a little bit toward the left field corner, but still gusting to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Runners are dancing around out there at second base. That's Gavin Brown, the shortstop. Gutierrez also had something going on there. They're running around, but no throw from the pitcher, Dylan Spear. Here's Casey Onuka winning at the plate here. Nobody out. Anticipating bunt, but he hammers that one out in the gap. That's going to be trouble. That's going to fall for a base hit. One run is going to score. Coach is going to save the second one to the plate. Here comes the throw in. Head first slide, and Gadotti is going to be tagged out at home plate. So Casey Onuka is going to drive home a run here with a shot to left center field. That's going to bring home Gavin Brown from second base for Hastings. Ryder Gaddotti, he attempted to score, and he is thrown out at home plate. So that's going to be the first out. But Hastings breaks this deadlock. It's now a 2-1 ball game. Casey Onuka gets an RBI single, actually an RBI double here in the seventh inning to give Hastings the lead. It's now 2-1 Broncos. Now there's one man out. So Scarver got the ball back in to his cutoff man who throws a perfect strike to the catcher, Brady Harpineau, hangs on to the ball. Ryder Gaddotti is gunned down by a step or two at the plate. Hastings would have a couple of more runs put on the board there, but just a 2-1 ball game now. Hastings has got the lead. Cam Brinkersack is up there now for the Broncos here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. This guy is not any faster in delivering the ball than we have seen so far. So we roll on here, lumber on. We're in the seventh inning of play. Brinkersack waiting here at the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit out toward left field. Olsen backs up. Olsen backs up, and he drops the ball out there. Olsen drops the ball in left field. A run is going to come in to score. Ending up at second base on the play is going to be Cam Brinkersack. Olsen just lost the ball out there in left field. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the Chargers. Onuka comes around to score for Hastings. That makes it a 3-1 ball game. And now the head coach for Brian Cliff is going to come out. We're going to have another pitching change coming up. Another pitching change coming up here for the Chargers as Dylan Spear, he last two batters. The last one wasn't his fault, as the left fielder should have caught the ball out there, and they would have been in much better shape. But anyway, we've got another pitching change coming up here for the Chargers of Briarcliff. Hastings now with the lead. Hastings 3, Briarcliff 1. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
So Connor Christensen going to come on and throw now for the Chargers. We saw this guy last night. He threw in the second ball game yesterday, threw two-thirds of an inning. He gave up one run as Hastings won it there in the 2-1 victory over Briarcliff last night. So he was the guy who we got the win against last night. Gave up one run last night in no walks and no strikeouts through two-thirds of an inning. So we see Connor Christensen for the second time here this weekend. Jaden Stack will start off here in the seventh inning. There's only one man out for Hastings. A couple of runs in. Hastings has got the lead now. The score is 3-1. Jaden Stack swings and misses on the last one. It's no balls and two strikes. Dylan Fitzgerald will be next. We're in the seventh inning of play, so Briarcliff has now used three pitchers here in this ball game. I assume we'll see somebody different than Austin Vitas when Hastings is back out on the field. Vitas is throwing 113 pitches right now. No balls and two strikes here to Jaden Stack. Connor Christensen, big tall right-hander out there throwing down for the Briarcliff Chargers. A pitch to the plate is going to be swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike. The throw down there is going to be in time to catch his stack, but the runner takes off and moves from second to third on the play. The breaking sack is now on at third base now for Hastings. That's going to bring up Dylan Fitzgerald to the plate. So that throw went down to first base from the catcher, Harpino. Brekusek, good heads-up play there as he moves from second to third on the play. Dylan Fitzgerald comes up there next. He is 0-for-3 so far in the ballgame. Hastings has now got the lead over Briarcliff. The score is 3-1. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. This is the nine-inning ball game here tonight. Pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes now to Dylan Fitzgerald for Hastings. Fitzgerald, the junior out of Lincoln East High School. There's a tapper out. It's going to be fouled behind the screen or fouled behind the catcher here. The count goes to one ball and one strike to Fitzgerald. He started the day with a batting average of .294. Teams have had to just grind out anything they can get in this series between Briarcliff and Hastings. Bands have just kind of sporadically cheered the teams on here as the teams find some way to get some runs across the plate here. Next one is going to be fouled away. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. Bronco baseball today on 1230 KHIS and online, HastingsLink.com. Fourth game of our series with Briarcliff here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's now two balls and two strikes. And depending on what's going on in Crete today, in the second game of their doubleheader, Briarcliff really needs to win this ball game to get into the postseason tournament next week. We're trying to get an update on what's going on in Crete here in just a second as the next pitch is going to be fouled away. Doan is playing Jamestown today. Jamestown won the first ball game there, and Hastings won the first game here. So Jamestown, or rather Doan and Briarcliff are still deadlocked in the conference standings. There's another foul ball down the right field side that's going to be way foul. Two balls and two strikes with two men out. Hastings and Briarcliff locked up here in this baseball game. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Connor Christensen, the thrower out there for the Chargers. He's finally set here on the mound. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Christensen. That ball's going to be hit to center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Another run scores, and Hastings is out on top 4-1. Dylan Fitzgerald drives home. Cam Brickasek from third base on the play. It's now a 4-1 ball game. Hastings with a lead. Broncos have won only 5 conference games all season long, but they won one earlier today, 1-0. And now they've got a 4-1 lead over Briarcliff here in the seventh. Dylan Fitzgerald, he singles to bring home a run. Tino Zach is up there next. There's two men out here in the inning. Tino Zach is going to take a strike here. Nothing in one. Tino, he has got, let's see, a strikeout. He's grounded out once, and he struck out again here in this game. He was 0-for-3 in game number one, so he's 0-for-6 plate appearances here. Is that ball out towards center field. Scarver backs up. Scarver settles under it and makes the catch. So Scarver makes the catch on the ball out there in center field. That's going to end the inning, and Hastings has got the lead. The Broncos come up with 3 runs In the seventh inning, three runs on a couple of base hits. There were one error on Briar Cliff. And one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. Hastings with the lead is the Broncos 4 and the Chargers 1.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Doan has knocked off Jamestown in the second half of their doubleheader today by a score of 1-0. So the Chargers are going to have to come back and win this game to get into the postseason tournament next week. If they lose, Doan would get the eighth and final spot in the GPAC postseason tournament that begins next week. So Doan all of a sudden has become fans of the Broncos here. There's a shot to a second base. It's going to be fielded there by Brickasek. And there's the first out recorded here in the eighth inning. Rodney Scarver grounds out to the second baseman, Cam Brickasek. And that's going to bring up Michael Anthony next. Anthony, he is 1-4-3 so far in this ball game. He had a single in the fourth inning. Reached on an error in the sixth inning and grounded out to the first baseman back there in inning number two. And he's going to take a strike here, 0-1. So the Doan University Tigers right now have a slight edge over Briar Cliff to make it into the postseason tournament next week. Briar Cliff just needed to stay even with Doan this weekend. But the Tigers able to come up with a win 1-0 over at Jamestown here in game number two today in Crete. Pitch to Anthony is going to be in there for a strike. It's 1-2 now to Michael Anthony with Darnell Prince coming up there next. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2-2. Austin Vintosh is still throwing for Hastings here in the eighth inning. Vintosh, a senior, he wants to go out in style here. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. But a long afternoon for a baseball here. 2-2 to Michael Anthony. Darnell Prince, and in their top of the order, Peyton Greisert. Schedule up here. Chargers are now trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1. There's the ball hit out towards center field. Stack got the radar screen on. He's going to grab the ball out there in center. Michael Anthony flies out to center field for the second out of the eighth inning. Peyton Greisert coming up there next. Greisert has reached on a walk. He has grounded out once. He has singled, and he has flown out to center field. So he's got one base hit in his four trips to the plate here in game number two. Bounce here from the left-hand side as Vintosh will throw one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike here to Peyton Greisert. Vintosh working for the full windup here with his catcher, Logan O'Neill. Here comes the next one. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-1. We've got Austin Vintosh now at 119 pitches, 64 for strikes, and 55 for balls, according to the stat chart here. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 2-1. 2-1 the count. Trevor Adler will be next. He's in the on-deck circle. Check that. This is Darnell Prince at the plate with Greisert coming up next. Yeah, this is Darnell Prince at the plate here, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, and he fouls away the pitch, and now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes on him, jumping ahead of ourselves here. Darnell Prince is up there. Now we'll see Peyton Greisert in the 8th inning, if he can get aboard. Next pitch is going to be fouled back away, and the count is still at 2 balls and 2 strikes. I think the scoreboard operator is dozed off next to us here. 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Darnell Prince with 2 men out here in the 8th inning. Next pitch is way outside for a ball. Logan O'Neill goes back, grabs that one. That one was nowhere close. 2 balls and 2 strikes here is the official count. Darnell Prince winning here on the next pitch from Austin Vitosh. It's on the way. It's going to be popped up again, third base side. Out of play. Home plate umpire needs some fresh baseballs. He receives a couple from the Hastings dugout. He receives a couple from the Briarcliff dugout. We're set to go. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. To Darnell Prince. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Now it's 3-2. And now the scoreboard is right. 3 balls and 2 strikes. You leave it there long enough, guys, and sooner or later it's going to come around and match to what we got here. 3 balls and 2 strikes in the 8th inning with 2 men out. Hastings scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Broncos now have the lead 4-1. Next pitch is ripped down the first base side, out of play. The count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. You're listening to Hastings College baseball coverage today on 1230 KHAS. We're wrapping up the spring of 2019 here today. Broncos will not advance to the postseason tournament. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and he loses him. Baseline ball is given up there by Austin Vitosh. That's going to be his 7th walk of the ball game. Vitosh with 7 walks, no strikeouts. He's given up only 5 hits in this ball game. And 1 run, so he stays out there. Peyton Greisert now comes to the plate next for Briarcliff. Greisert, the leadoff bat in this batting order. It's a 4-1 ball game. Hastings with the lead. Bat is on at first base, and the pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and 1 strike to Greisert. He started the day with a batting average of .365. This guy has the best batting average on the team here for the Chargers. The next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be out wide for a ball. It's now 1 ball and 1 strike here to Peyton Greisert. Now Hastings has got some relievers warming up down there in the bullpen on the third base side. Vitosh now up to 130 pitches in this ball game tonight. 1 ball and 1 strike. Runner stays put. Ball's going to be hit on the ground towards second. Brickensett grabs it. Goes over to first base. Retires at Greisert. The inning is over here for Briarcliff. Chargers, they score no runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning with a score. Hastings 4, Briarcliff 1.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbuehl affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays.
weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the Soup and Salad Bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the Water Park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we got another new pitcher coming out there for the Briarcliff Chargers here in this one. Kanoa Navas is going to come out and throw now for the Chargers here in the eighth inning. Navas will get you his numbers. This is the fourth pitcher used by the Chargers here in this one. Get you his numbers here in the season. He is 1-3 on the season. He's thrown a total of 18 innings so far, 18 and a third. 3.93 is his earned run average. Out of those 18 and a third innings, he has given up 14 hits, 15 runs, 10 base on balls, 24 strikeouts. Teams batting just 200 against him. So you're trying to shut the door on the Broncos and maybe pull off something in the ninth inning here. So a new pitcher out there for Briarcliff again, and Hastings will come up to the plate here with a 4-1 lead. Be a nice way for Hastings to cap off the season after a season that's really not gone the way that coach expected here. Hastings could win their last two games of the season here. As the ball hit the right field, that's going to be a base hit there by Cole Staub. So Staub gets a base hit. That's going to be his second hit of the ball game. And that's going to bring up Corey Coranda next. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up there for Hastings. Don Strotz is going to come up. So Strotz, one of the seniors, is going to get a crack at things here in the eighth inning. So John Strotz will get his final at-bat as a Bronco. Unless something happens, maybe in the ninth inning. Strotz has got a batting average on the season, sitting at 161. He's got 10 base hits in 62 trips to the plate. No homers and four RBIs. He has walked four times. He has struck out 17 times. So John Strotz, the senior out of Golden, Colorado, is at the plate now for Hastings with a man on at first base. That is Cole Staub. So Strotz batting here in the eighth inning for Corey Coranda down there in the batting order number six. And the first two pitches that he sees is outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes here to John Strotz. Hastings with a lead here in this ball game, 4-1. Looking for a doubleheader sweep over Briarcliff. Hastings won the first ball game today by a score of 1-0. Here's the pitch that's going to be swung out and missed by Strotz. And the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. Logan O'Neill will follow him, but I think we got somebody out in the on-deck circle as well. It's going to be Nelson, another senior, coming out. And he will bat next. There's the next pitch. It's going to be a check swing strike. Two balls and two strikes now to John Strotz. His final probably at bat as a Bronco here. One of just three seniors on the team here for Hastings College for the spring of 2019. Waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be popped up out toward the outfield. Coming over is going to be the second baseman. He's going to make the catch. Trevor Adler right in front of Darnell Prince out there in the right field. He makes the grab. So Strotz, he flies out to the second baseman. That is the first out of this eighth inning. Now coming up there for Hastings is going to be Austin Nelson. Nelson, another senior from Lincoln North Star. He's going to come to the plate, and he'll have probably his final at-bat here. Austin Nelson, he's got a batting average of 167 so far this season. He's got six base hits and 36 trips to the plate. We saw him a little bit yesterday. He played at second base for Hastings College yesterday. Nelson was one out of three from the plate in the two ball games on Saturday against Briarcliff. 4-1 is the score. Hastings has got 11 base hits here in this ball game today. Nelson's looking at a count of one ball and no strikes here at the plate. Here's the next one. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be down low for a ball. 2-0 the count. Ryder Gaddotti is scheduled up there next. Hastings won the first game today 1-0. We got it on a walk-off in the bottom of the seventh inning. A RBI single from Jaden Stack. Hastings scoring three runs in the seventh inning of play here. To grab a 4-1 lead. Each team scored a run in the first inning. Then we got all the way to the seventh inning without anybody scoring. Hastings plates three in the seventh to grab a lead here at 4-1. And now we got a count of three balls and no strikes on Nelson. There's going to be a strike that's going to be in there. 3-1 the count here. Austin Nelson trying to get a board here in his final at-bat for Hastings College. Nelson winning here in the right-hand batter's box. They count three balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him, so he's going to get on the base pads. The runners are on at first and second base now. Ryder Gaddotti coming to the plate next. Again, the Chargers and the Doan University Tigers were tied for the final spot in the GPAC postseason tournament for next week. Jamestown split with Doan today, 4-3 and 1-0. Meanwhile, Hastings has got a win here, and the Broncos have a lead in the second one. So a loss here would knock Briarcliff out of the postseason tournament. There's a throw to second base after the ball was hit to the shortstop, and sliding under the tag was Nelson. So he's going to get aboard at second base. Gaddotti is on at first, and now the Broncos have the bases loaded here in the eighth inning. Casey Onuka comes up there next. Onuka had a big double back there in the seventh inning to drive home one of their runs to give Hastings the lead. And now he comes up there with the bases loaded. Casey Onuka has got a couple of base hits here in this ball game. Hastings with the bases loaded here in the eighth inning. There's a big swing and a miss there. No balls and one strike now to Casey. Casey Onuka started the day with a batting average of 212. He was 0-2 in game number one. He's got a couple of base hits here in game number two. Hastings finishing things off strong here in the last couple of innings. 4-1 is the score. Broncos have the lead. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 is the count. One ball and one strike here. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the eighth inning of this one. So wind continues to blow in from center field here today. There's the next pitch going to be fouled away back to the screen. And the count is now at one ball and two strikes here in this one. Briarcliff at a snail's pace here. One ball and two strikes with one man out here in the eighth inning. Here comes Navas's next pitch. Is going to be up high for a ball, and now he's threatening to walk home a guy here. The count is at two balls and two strikes, I guess, officially. On the Casey Onuka. Waiting on the next pitch, long time in between pitches there. There's a ball hit to third base. It's going to be fielded down. They throw it to home plate for the force. That's all they're going to get. Michael Anthony grabs the ball at third base. He comes to the plate to chop down Staub down there. So Onuka is going to reach on a fielder's choice. But Staub is knocked down here at the plate for the second out. So the score remains at 4-1. Nelson moves over to third base on the play. Gadotti is over at second base. Casey Onuka is on at first base. And now coming up there is going to be Brickasack for Hastings. Cam Brickasack, as he will come to the plate, he hits that ball towards short. Adler grabs it there. He goes to first base, and the inning is going to be over as Brickasack grounds out to the second baseman to end the inning. So Hastings, we score no runs in the eighth inning. No runs on two base hits. No errors and two runners left on base. We go to the top of the ninth inning. The score, Hastings 4, Briarcliff 1.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Hastings has the lead. The score is 4-1 here in this ball game, and now Austin Vintosh is going to come back out and try to finish things off here for Hastings. We've got Vintosh at 132 pitches as he throws here in the ninth inning for the Broncos, and it's going to be numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order coming up here. Trevor Adler and then Brady, well, the catcher's going to come up here. Let's see if he comes back out in the on-deck circle here, as this is Trevor Adler coming to the plate here for the Chargers in the ninth inning. It's 4-1. Hastings is leading in this ballgame. Brady Harpino is coming out on the on-deck circle. There's the ball. It's going to be hit up the middle. It's going to be grabbed by Brickasack at second base, but he throws it over to first base. It's going to be not in time. Brickasack makes a nice grab on the ball. He dove for it right behind the bag at second base. He kind of throws it from his knees and his stomach as he was laying on the turf out there. He throws it to the first base. That's not in time. And Trevor Adler is going to get a board here for Briarcliff in the ninth inning. They are down by 3 runs. They'll need to score 3 to continue this ball game. Here comes Brady Harpino to the plate now for the Chargers. And the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Harpino has been hit by a pitch. He's walked twice, and he is grounded out so far in this ball game. Harpino started the day with a batting average of .343. Pitch comes in there. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. 1-1 the count. I think Chad Ewing is up and throwing for Hastings down in the bullpen, the right-hander for Hastings College. Just in case Vintosh runs into some trouble, and now he hits a man. So he baseline balls, and he hit batter now in the ninth inning. Now they've got runners on at first and second base, and the tying run is going to come to the plate here. This is Sawyer Olson coming to the plate, waiting for the appearance of Coach Sponberg down here in the third base dugout. So far, nothing, as Vintosh stays out there. Runners are on at first and second base. There's nobody out here in the ninth. Andrew Kuda is now going to make a trip out to the mound. This trip to the mound is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So the Chargers, they're not done yet. They've got runners on at first and second base. The tying run is going to come to the plate in the form of a Sawyer Olson. And now we're going to have a pitching change coming up here. So Vitosh is done. We have a pitching change coming up. We'll tell you about who the new pitcher is when we come back in 1 minute.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones.
Cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the new pitcher for Hastings is going to be Chad Ewing. He comes out of the pen here in the ninth inning. His record is at 1-1, no losses on the year. 1.04 is his earned run average. He has thrown 17 and a third innings. He has given up 17 hits and only 5 runs, 2 of those earned. 6 base on balls, 11 strikeouts. Team's batting .258 against him. So the Chargers are down 4-1 here in the ballgame. They've got their first two guys on here in the ninth inning. Trevor Adler, he got a single. Next guy he got on by being hit by a pitch, that's Harpineau, Brady Harpineau. And now we've got the number 4 hitter coming up here in Sawyer Olson. So Austin Vintosh, 8 innings today, gives up 8 walks, no strikeouts, 1 run so far, 7 base hits. The 2 runners on the base pads would be charged to his statistics if they come home. So Hastings trying to shut the door here on the Briarcliff Chargers, trying to get out of here with a doubleheader sweep to end the 2019 season here in spoil the playoff hopes, the postseason hopes of the Briarcliff Chargers. This is Sawyer Olson coming to the plate next, and the first pitch by Ewing is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes here to Sawyer Olson. Ewing, he threw last night, although not very much. He threw in the 7-1 ball game that Hastings lost. Ewing threw just a third of an inning, gave up a run with no walks and no strikeouts. So Ewing, the second consecutive day that he's been out there. 1 ball and 1 strike. 4-1 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. We're in the top half of the ninth inning. 2 runners on here. Ewing working from the stretch. Ewing is going to offer one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. So Chad Ewing trying to grab a save here out of this thing. Ewing, he pitched the other night against York and threw extremely well. He went 6 2/3 innings of relief after Billy McGuire was knocked out in the third inning. Ewing gave up 7 hits and no runs the other night. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward left field. Backing up out there for Hastings is going to be Cole Staub, and he's going to make the catch. So Sawyer Olson, he flies out to left field for the first out. And now we're down to our final 2 outs here. Ewing, the other night, we mentioned, gave up 7 hits and no runs. He struck out 3 and walked only 1. That was in the big win over York the other night, 15-8. So now we've got one man out here in the ninth inning. Nick Robinson coming to the plate next. Robinson has flown out 3 times, and he has reached on a base on balls, so he's 0-3 here in this ball game. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Robinson in the first game, he had a base hit in 3 trips to the plate. Batting average to start today at .257. Ewing looking in for the sign from his catcher, Logan O'Neill. He's got it as he comes set here. Fires another one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 now to Nick Robinson. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. Out of the outfield. Second baseman Cam Brickasack back near the edge of the outfield grass. There it says second base for Hastings. 1-1 here to Robinson. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to right field. Tino Zach lets it fall in front of him. Picks it up on the hop, and the bases are going to be loaded. The bases are loaded now in the ninth inning. A single there for Nick Robinson. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Adler. Runners at second base is going to be Harpinoe. And over here at first base is going to be Robinson. And now we've got Gutierrez coming to the plate next. Arnolfo Gutierrez is going to come to the plate here for Briarcliff. He is 0-4 in this ball game. Obviously, Hastings would like to have a double play ball right here to get out of here. Gutierrez 0-4 in this ball game here as he steps to the plate from the right-hand batter's box. Chad Ewing will go to work on him. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit down the line in right field. It falls in foul territory. Just foul down the right field side. That would not have been good right there, because that would probably score at least 2 runs. Everybody goes back here. The bases are loaded here in the ninth inning for Briarcliff. Hastings looking to wrap things up here. Broncos have a 4-1 lead, but Briarcliff has loaded up the bases in the top half of the ninth inning. Hastings looking to close the season with a doubleheader sweep. That'll be nice to take into the offseason. No balls in 1 strike. Here's the next pitch to Gutierrez. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count here. So Briarcliff is not going quietly here. They need a win to advance to the postseason next week. Doan has beaten Jamestown in the second half of the doubleheader this afternoon, 1-0 in Crete. The count here is at 0-2. Here comes the pitch by Ewing. It's going to be just outside. Guys in blue are going to take some guff there. 1-2. Arnolfo Gutierrez, the shortstop here for Briarcliff. He had 1 base hit and 3 trips to the plate in the opener here today. Runners taking their leads all around the diamond here. The bases are juiced. Here comes the 1-2. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. And who's got it? It's going to be the second baseman for Hastings, Brickasack. He makes the play and the ball right on the foul line. So Gutierrez, he fouls out to the second baseman for the second out of the ninth inning. And now we've got Rodney Scarver coming up there next. Rodney Scarver coming to the plate next. He's got a couple of base hits here in this ball game. Couple of singles. He has grounded out 2. He's 2-4 in this ball game. Batting average on the season at .353. 4-1 is the score. He sings with the lead here in this one. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up out to left field. Cole Staub across the foul line. Staub giving chase, and he cannot get there. He cannot get there. Cole Staub gave it a valid chase out there in left field, but it falls into the Bronco bullpen. 0-1 here to Rodney Scarver. Hastings trying to lock up the win here in the ninth inning. Broncos have the lead over Briar Cliff. The score is 4-1. But the Chargers have the bases loaded here in the top half of the ninth inning. Scarver is a left-handed hitter working against the righty out there for Hastings and Chad Ewing. Here comes a pitch from Chad to the plate that's going to be hit toward first base, fielded there by Corandi. He flips it to Ewing covering the bag at first base, and the ball game is over. Hastings wins both ends of the doubleheader, 1-0 in the first ball game, or 2-1 in the first game, 4-1 in the second one, as Hastings a doubleheader sweep to wrap up the spring of 2019 as they beat Briar Cliff today by the score of 4-1. We'll come back and check the final totals in 2 minutes.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. After the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning and Hastings, and Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine. They're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wiggert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Hastings wins the doubleheader here today over Briar Cliff. 4-1 in the second ball game today for Hastings as the Broncos win it. They win 1-0 in game number one. So Hastings a doubleheader sweep here today over Briar Cliff. Hastings scores 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They leave 6 men on base. Briar Cliff 1 run, 8 hits, 2 errors. They leave 14 today. Austin Vintosh, winning pitcher for Hastings. He's now 1-6 on the season. 8 innings pitched, 8 walks, no strikeouts. Gave up a run and 7 base hits. Chad Ewing came on and got the save for Hastings. Harrison Jetzel, the losing pitcher for Briar Cliff, he is now 1-5 on the season. He went 6 innings, gives up a run, 7 base hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. So Hastings College wins in here today. A couple of wins over Briar Cliff. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game and the coaches post game show up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Hastings College Baseball has been brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare. By 5 Points Bank, the better bank, with 3 locations at Hastings. By the Hastings Tribune, your life, your news. By Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help when you need it most, now. By Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd Street, right across from the water park. And by the Hastings College Foundation. Stay tuned. More post-game coverage is coming up on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio. Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes. Our Hastings College baseball coverage continues with the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So the Broncos get a doubleheader sweep over Briarcliff here today, winning this second ball game by a score of 4-1. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, in the first ball game, we had Jaden Stack delivering up the game-winning hit for Hastings in the bottom half of the seventh inning as the Broncos were able to beat Briarcliff by the score of 1-0. Austin Vintosh throwing a heck of a ball game here in game number two. Grant Savek had a great outing in game number one for Hastings. Then in the second ball game, Cole Staub also delivering at the plate. He had a couple of base hits in the ball game for Hastings. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game today for Hastings College, obviously you have a game-winning hit. You've got to be the player of the game, don't you? Jaden Stack, as he had one base hit in the opening ball game here today. It meant everything as drove home the winning run for Hastings as the Broncos beat Briarcliff by the score of 1-0. So Jaden Stack, he also got a base hit, by the way, in game number two. And the two starting pitchers today for Hastings, I thought kept us around, did their jobs today. Grant Savek in the first game, he goes the distance. He has one walk, four strikeouts. He gives up seven hits and no runs. That Austin Vintosh, he throws some 139 pitches officially in the ball game. In game number two, goes eight innings plus, gives up eight walks, no strikeouts, a run, and seven base hits. So Austin Vintosh and Grant Savek and also Jaden Stack are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones.
Cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
It's time for the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help when you need it most. Now, 208 South Burlington in the Burlington Village.
I'm back here at Duncan Field as Hastings ramps up the spring of 2019 with a couple of big wins over Briarcliff. And Hastings assistant coach Brady Hull is going to join us in the postgame. And, Coach, congratulations. A nice way to maybe springboard into the offseason, huh?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. That's something we focused on is really trying to build momentum into, you know, moving forward into next year. And it was great a great way to end the season, and especially, you know, to get the series win with the sweep today. You know, two big wins, and we're very happy. Couldn't be more proud of the guys to battle through the year.
Defensively today, I thought that was the difference. Our defense today was rock solid and all weekend long.
Yeah, it definitely was. And I think, you know, our guys practice so much and they put a lot of hard work into it, just, you know, in practice with the amount of reps and things that we work on. So it's great to see them go out and have some success. And you're right, the defense was huge all weekend. It's been one of our key components really for the past few weeks or so.
Talk about the starting pitching here. We had Austin Vitosh going here in game number two, one of the seniors, one of the three seniors, and he got us into the ninth inning. Grant Savanka in game number one. They absolutely got the job done for you guys.
Yeah, without a doubt, they battled. They competed every pitch. You know, Vit is one of those guys that you almost have to rip the ball out of his hand because he wants to be out there, and he's kind of our bulldog, our workhorse, and he just continues to just fight, and it shows today. You know, he had a first inning where no hits, but they scored a run, had some walks, so it just goes to show he'll kind of work through anything and give it everything that he possibly has. And Svek has been, you know, outstanding. You know, I think he's been hit around a little bit more than expected, but every start since the beginning of the year, he's improved. So both those guys did an outstanding job today.
You talked about Vitosh being your bulldog. He throws officially 139 pitches in the ball game today, getting us into the ninth inning.
Yeah, and that's a number that is, to be honest, you know, we wouldn't like to get up that high, but he's a guy that, you know, it's tough. He's a senior. He wanted the ball. He kept telling our pitching coach, Coach Kuda, and our head guy that, you know, you're going to have to rip the ball out of his hand, and he wanted it every inning, and he did a fantastic job. I'm happy for him. You know, what a way to go out. I honestly thought he was going to shut the door in the ninth too, but he didn't get it all the way, but that's all right. He did enough for us.
All right, let's go back to the first ball game. It was just a pitcher's duel, a classic pitcher's duel, until you guys got up there in the seventh inning. You got the big base hit from Jaden Stack.
Yeah, that was huge. And, you know, Stack's another guy. He's battled all year long. He's hit a lot of balls hard. Unfortunately, we haven't found too many holes, and today was a tough day to hit. With the wind blowing in, the turf's a little slow, so it's hard to get some ground balls through the hole. But we had to make some adjustments, and it was good to see our guys do that as the game progressed. And, you know, some of our swings were too big, so we just shortened up a little bit, take our singles, and just battle each at-bat. But it was huge, and Stack did a great job as the game progressed.
Again, we're talking with Brady Hall, one of the assistant coaches for Hastings, after the Broncos won two games there today. Second game, it just kind of each team scored a run in the first inning. We just kind of lumbered along until we got to the seventh inning, and we had a big inning, scoring three runs there to kind of put this thing away.
Yeah, yep, we sure did. You know, it was funny. I think it's kind of been that way all weekend. It seemed like we would score in the first, or they would score in the first, and then there'd be a bunch of zeros after, and finally, you know, I just kept preaching to our hitters, you know, keep swinging, keep hitting it hard, loud outs, be tough outs. And, you know, fortunately for us, it worked out. And in the seventh, we were able to put up a few runs there. And even in the eighth, we had bases loaded. We had more opportunities. And that's the key. You got to create opportunities. You got to put pressure on the defense and, you know, make their pitcher work as much as he can. And we did a good job of that. And we just continued to fight.
Talk about the ninth inning. They made things interesting, loading up the bases in a ninth before you guys finally shut the door here.
They sure did, and they had one of those line drives that I thought was going to drop down the right field line, and that could have been trouble, but we lucked out there, finally caught a break, and it kicked foul. It couldn't have been foul by much, but it's kind of hard to see exactly how far it was foul from our dugout, but they, you know, hats off to them. They competed, and they found ways to get guys on base, and that's what, you know, that it's the pressure that we're talking about. You know, we try to create that when we're hitting, and I know other teams are trying to do the same. So You know, Chad came in and did what Chad does and what he's done all year, and that's throw a lot of strikes and get guys out.
So the end of the season didn't go the way you anticipated. You're going to finish strong, winning 3 out of 4 games with Briarcliff. Now the work begins. You've got to retool things. You got a young team. You have to bring along some guys here, find a few guys to plug some spots, but this is where the work really begins.
Definitely, yeah. You know, as soon as the season ends, a new one begins, and, you know, some – our guys that are on the squad now and coming back for next year, they'll go out and they'll either play in leagues or they'll stick around and get their work in. But as I know, as soon as tomorrow comes, I'm going to be out recruiting along with the rest of the coaches, and we're going to try to bring in guys that want to win and can compete and know how to do those things. And that's, you know, from the beginning of the year, I knew we were going to be inexperienced and young, and it was going to be a tough start. Unfortunately, yeah, we didn't make the postseason, but you could see how much better our guys were at playing together as the season went on, and they, you know, it's part of the recipe. You got to get comfortable with each other, and once you do, things start to click. And you know, it really did. The past few games, I mean, we've probably had more hits than we normally have, and we were finding ways to score, we're finding ways to get outs and to pitch and throw more strikes. So it's been a great end to a not so great season, but it's something that we can build on, and you know, it starts with this, you know, young group of guys. It's a solid core, but it's, you know, a couple pieces here and there, and we're going to be dangerous. And so I'm very excited going forward.
Okay, well, let's get down with the guys. And, again, thanks for stopping up. And hopefully we'll get some guys in here and make a run maybe next year.
You bet. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Brady Hull, he's one of the assistant coaches for Hastings College. We'll take one final break. We'll come back right after this.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
So the Broncos win both ends of the doubleheader here, 1-0 in the first game, and they win 4-1 in the second game. Hastings will finish the season with a mark of 12 wins and 30 losses. They're 6-22 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff will finish their season with a mark of 22-26, 11-17 in conference play. So the 8 teams that will compete in the GPAC postseason tournament next week for baseball includes Concordia, Jamestown, Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty, Midland, Northwestern, and Morningside. Doan wins their way in today by splitting their doubleheader against Jamestown. Jamestown won the first game 4-3. Doan wins the nightcap by a score of 1-0. The softball field is set as well. They've got Midland, Morningside, Concordia, Jamestown, Mount Marty, Northwestern, Dort, and the College of St. Mary's. So that'll wrap up Bronco baseball coverage for another season. Again, Hastings winning 2 games here tonight, 4-1 and 1-0. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help when you need it most. Now, 201 South Burlington in the Burlington Village. Catch the excitement of Hastings College baseball all season long on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHIS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.